On November 20th, Baker and his detectives launched their first joint operation with 100 of Hooker's German-American cavalrymen to clear out disloyal postmen relaying mail with intelligence to Richmond from southern Maryland's Charles, Prince George's, and St. Mary's counties. Anyone suspected of taking up arms against the U.S. government, he was also ordered to arrest. Baker's first stop was the post office at Allen's Fresh, Maryland, off the Wicomico River, where his men found fictitious letters that contained sealed notes inside them to well-known secessionists in Virginia. At the Newport post office, 2 miles from Allen's Fresh, they found 34 letters with addresses for the North that had been written in Virginia and dropped at the post office by one person. At the Chaptico Village post office, Baker confiscated a rough pine box with letters destined for the South. He shipped them to Washington. At the next stop, Leonardtown, one of the largest and most prosperous villages in southern Maryland that had sent a number of men south to fight with the Confederates, Baker's raiding party took over the weekly newspaper and forced its editor to print a pro-Union article one of Baker's men had written. At Great Mills, 12 miles away, he found a map he sent back to Seward with the contraband route that rebels used from that village to Virginia. The Southern Maryland sweep netted 4 noted traitors and 1 rebel spy, Baker reported proudly to Hooker on November 25th, as well as many documents from which important results will flow. Much of the confiscated mail, however, was not as important as Baker advertised. One harmless note, for example, was written by a Confederate soldier simply describing for Northern friends the combat he had seen. But Baker was somewhat justified in writing Seward that Southern Maryland was wild and unsettled and decidedly hostile to federal intruders. His cavalry raiders constantly had to deal with secessionists signaling quarries ahead of their detachment that the Federals were on their way to arrest them. After buying a meal at one Southern Maryland home, his men fell violently ill. Baker suspected the homeowner tried to poison them. Emboldened by his first foray, Baker talked Seward into approving 2 more cavalry raids into Southern Maryland in mid-December and January. At a Potomac dock in St. Mary's, they discovered a 40-ton sloop, Victory of Baltimore, loaded with percussion caps, thread, brass buttons, and needles destined for the South. They captured near the Charles County village of Port Tobacco a planned shipment of Confederate uniforms down the Potomac, and raided the White Horse Tavern near Piscataway, Maryland, which Hooker suspected was helping deserters from his division escape.